This podcast is brought to you by Voice of Vets. Voice of Vets. Hear it. Feel it. Feel it. Feel it. Feel it. Feel it. Feel it. Feel
it. It is day 9 of my quarantine. It is day 9 since I tested positive for COVID-19 and also day 9 of this special podcast series exclusive only to VowFM 88.1. My name is Nkosi Mnisi. I am a broadcaster at VowFM and also a first-year student at the University of the Witwatersrand. And today, I'd like to just, you know, obviously give an update quickly, and which is that I'm doing well. I'm getting stronger by the day. I'm getting healthier by the day. Thank you. Thank you so much. So today, I want to talk about the connotation, or perhaps the stigma that can be associated with someone that is tested positive for COVID-19, because I've been waiting on someone to share their story. However, they've been very, very afraid up to this point. They haven't been able to share their story through a voice note or a message. And this person had stated that they wanted to remain anonymous. And I said, that is completely fine. We'll keep you anonymous. However, they had stated that they're dealing with a lot of stigma from their family and people that surrounds them, and a lot of discrimination because they've tested positive. And I want to say that COVID-19 is not a death sentence. COVID-19 is not something that one can look at and say, if I even come across this person, I'll get infected. COVID-19 is not something that can write you off as a person. It is a virus. Yes, it is a deadly virus. It has claimed a lot of lives globally and also in South Africa, and we're continuously seeing the numbers rise, but it's something that as a person you can beat. And I think it's important that our families, that our communities, that our friends, that our colleagues know that, so that when is someone that has tested positive and you've gone under quarantine and you've beat this virus, start reintegrating yourself into society, whether it be in the workplace, whether it be at school, and whether it be within the family. You need to have a lot of support, and you need to, you know, be accepted again. And for me, I don't even think it's a question of acceptance. It's a question of saying that, wow, we actually look up to you. We find so much strength in you. You are one person that has beat this thing, and we welcome you back into what one would call, perhaps, you know, in inverted commas, normal society or normal life. So it is important that we educate ourselves about COVID-19, because for me, I think more than anything, it's the knowledge that we are perhaps lacking. It's the knowledge of how this virus spreads, of, you know, how, where you could have possibly gotten the virus, how to possibly, you know, live once you have the virus until you beat it, and how people should treat you as a person that has the virus or is carrying the virus. For me, I really think we need more education. I really think we need more information as friends, as families, as colleagues of people that might or have the virus or are infected or affected by the virus. We need more education, and we need to also take it upon ourselves to educate ourselves, you know, and know more about the virus, so that we treat people that have it with sensitivity, you know. And I think for me, my family and my friends have been the biggest supporters, and they've understood so much, and I've been able to speak to them about how I'm feeling on a regular basis because of the support that they've shown me. So I think today I just wanted to put it out there to say it is not a death sentence. You can overcome, and our families, friends, colleagues, and, you know, schoolmates should, you know, take it upon themselves to educate themselves about the virus, so that they treat people that have it with a lot of caution and sensitivity, because we're human at the end of the day. We've got feelings as well, and having the virus doesn't mean your feelings become null and void. They actually are more present. Your state of mind is very volatile. Your mental being and your mental health is also very vulnerable at this point in time. So you need all the support you can get. You need all, you know, the encouragement and motivation to beat this. So that's how I'd like to wrap up day 9 of my quarantine. Tomorrow, day 10, hopefully can get more of those stories coming. You know, you can inbox me on Twitter and Instagram. On Twitter, it's at @MnisingoSikhona, and on Instagram, it's at @Nipo_Malinga. Or also on Twitter and Instagram, it is at VowFM. Send them a DM. If you want to remain anonymous, we'll make sure you remain anonymous. So do not be afraid to share your story. But for now, take care. You know, do not move unnecessarily. The cases are rising, and it's very disheartening to also see that the number of people that are succumbing to this virus is also rising, rather. So please take care. Do not discriminate. You know, wear your masks out there. And most importantly, sanitize and keep your social distancing. We will beat this, and we can do it as a nation if we stand together and support each other, you know, from our immediate communities, immediate families, immediate circles of friendships. We can do this. Have a blessed night. Have a beautiful night. May God bless you. Good night. Bye-bye.
This podcast was brought to you by Voice of Vids. By Voice of Vids. To hear more of our shows, tune in to 88.1. Or stream via www.vofm.co.za.